Sind Sie bereit, sich den Frühling zu versüßen? Dann haben wir genau das Richtige für Sie. Entdecken Sie unsere attraktiven Audi-Neuwagen-Angebote zu den Q-Modellen bei der Feser Graf Gruppe. Sichern Sie sich beispielsweise den Audi Q2 bereits ab 274 Euro oder den Audi Q3 schon ab 329 Euro monatlich im Privatleasing. Jetzt bei allen Audi-Betrieben der Feser Graf Gruppe und auf feser-graf.de.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. There's some big-time investments going into North America for future EVs. First, Honda confirmed that it, along with its joint venture partners, are going to invest $11 billion to create an EV and battery manufacturing hub in Ontario, Canada. Those partners include Asahi Kasei, who Honda joined forces with to make battery separators, and it partnered with POSCO to produce battery cathode materials. Each operation will have its own standalone plant that will not be connected to the other, and Honda expects production to start in 2028. Once at full line speed, it will be able to make 240,000 EVs and 36 gigawatt hours of battery a year, and will create at least 1,000 new jobs. So this gives us a clearer picture of Honda's path as it tries to reach 100% sales of electric and fuel cell vehicles by 2040. It's currently building another EV hub in the U.S. in Ohio, which is scheduled to be up and running by late next year. Then its Canadian hub will come online a couple of years after that. And it's also releasing new EVs in China as well. Honda is expanding its EN lineup of electric vehicles in the country, which first launched in 2022. Now on sale is the ENP2, which rides on a dedicated platform that provides up to 545 kilometers or 388 miles of range on the Chinese test cycle. The ENP2 is made with Honda's joint venture partner GAC, while another version called the ENS2, which will probably have slightly different styling, will be produced with its other joint venture partner Dongfeng. These two EVs, along with the other two EN vehicles it already has on sale, Honda plans to have 10 Honda-branded EVs in China by 2027. But now let's move back to EV investments in North America, where Toyota is pouring $1.5 billion to make an all-new BEV. It says the investment at its Indiana plant in the U.S. will allow it to build an all-new three-row electric SUV and to add a new battery pack assembly line there, which will be supplied by its battery plant in South Carolina that's supposed to start production sometime next year. We recently reported that Toyota is converting the Highlander to EV only and that it would be made in Kentucky, but it's possible it's actually going to Indiana, which would make some sense because that's where the Highlander is currently made. However, we'll have to wait a little bit to find out for sure. We should also note that there will be a Lexus version of the Highlander EV as well. Car sales in the U.S. are expected to decline slightly this month. J.D. Power is forecasting that a little more than 1.3 million vehicles will be sold in April, a drop of nearly 1% compared to a year ago. But last April did have one more selling day than this year. The new April numbers include both retail and fleet sales. But if you take out fleet sales, retail sales are expected to increase 2.1% to over a million units, while fleet sales are expected to drop 13.6%. And thanks to higher inventory and increased incentive spending, the average transaction price of new vehicles is expected to come in at just over $45,000, which is a drop of nearly $1,200 compared to a year ago. Used vehicle prices are also on the decline. The average price is about $28,500, or about $1,350 less than last April.
At Teijin Automotive Technologies, we combine world-class composite materials expertise with cutting-edge designs because, frankly, there are better ways to lightweight vehicles. So lighten up with Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, announced that it's opening an investigation into Tesla's recall of over 2 million vehicles last December involving autopilot. But it wasn't a traditional recall to fix a component. Instead, Tesla issued an over-the-air update to address concerns about drivers misusing the system. The OTA made alerts more noticeable, simplified how the system is turned on and off, and implemented a policy to penalize drivers that ignore the warnings. But NHTSA says it's investigating that recall because there have been additional crashes involving Autopilot since the software update was issued. The agency also said that Tesla has stated that owners can decide if they want to opt into parts of the recall and allow them to reverse some of it. NHTSA says the investigation will evaluate if the updates address the misuse, confusion, and use in areas where Autopilot wasn't designed to be used. Mazda unveiled two new electrified vehicles at the Beijing Auto Show. The first is called the EZ6, which was developed with Changan, Mazda's joint venture partner in China. The automaker didn't share details about its powertrain, but it will be available as both a BEV and a plug-in hybrid. The BEV is expected to deliver 600 kilometers or 372 miles of range, while the PHEV is estimated to achieve 1,000 kilometers or 621 miles of range. The EZ6 will launch in China by the end of the year. The other model Mazda revealed is the Arata crossover. The automaker didn't reveal many details, but it will be also offered as a BEV and a PHEV. The Arata will go into production by the end of next year. Nissan also introduced new electrified concepts at the Beijing show, two EVs and two plug-in hybrids. They were jointly developed with its Chinese joint venture partner, Dongfeng. Nissan didn't share any powertrain details about the models, but it did reveal some of their technology. The first model is the Epoch, an EV sedan that features a virtual personal assistant. The next concept is an all-electric SUV called the Epic that Nissan says will feature autonomous driving for both the city and highway, and it can function as a mobile power source. The third vehicle it revealed is the Era concept, a plug-in hybrid SUV. It features an advanced version of Nissan's e-Force electric all-wheel control system and an active air suspension setup. And the last is a PHEV sedan called the Evo that comes with an AI-enhanced virtual personal assistant. Nissan also announced that it's planning to introduce one more NEV for China than it previously disclosed, which means it will have five new NEVs in China by the 2026 fiscal year. Production of Ram's high-performance off-road truck, the T-Rex, came to an end at the end of last year. So now it's coming out with another high-flying off-roader called the RHO. But instead of a Hellcat under the hood, the RHO features the high-output version of Stellantis' Hurricane engine, which makes 540 horsepower and 521 pound-feet of torque. The setup is 150 pounds lighter than the Hellcat powertrain and the T-Rex, which helps the RHO do 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, only a tenth of a second slower than the T-Rex. All that power is sent through a BorgWarner full-time active transfer case and a Dana 60 rear axle with an electronic locking differential. The front suspension is an independent system with forged aluminum upper and lower control arms and adaptive Bilstein shocks, while the rear features the same adaptive shocks and a five-link coil system, which offers a lot more wheel travel. Orders for the RHO are open now. Pricing starts at just under $72,000, including destination charges, and sales kick off in the third quarter of this year. The UAW won a historic victory by getting over 70% of the workers at Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to vote in favor of the union. This happened despite five Republican governors from southern states speaking out against the union just days before the workers voted. On Autoline After Hours yesterday, Merrick Masters, a labor expert from Wayne State University, predicted that the governors are going to ramp up their efforts against the union as it now moves to have workers at the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama, vote on whether or not they want the union.
You will see these anti-union forces become much more aggressive in terms of what they do on the ground and mobilizing at the grassroots level among the work sites themselves, the surrounding communities, and the lawmakers Georgia, I think, is interesting, just passed a law that the governor signed, and this is a Republican governor, although he's not President Trump's favorite governor, I might say, Kemp. But I should say that he signed a law which said that you cannot continue to get the incentives of the state that they invested, they gave to companies for investing in the auto industry there. You will relinquish those if you voluntarily recognize the union. So I think that one thing that's interesting is that Volkswagen never voluntarily recognized the union. It could always do that. And I think what the UAW has done in Volkswagen and Mercedes by filing unfair labor practice charges and the other companies as well set the stage that if they don't win the election, they're going to ask for the National Labor Relations Board to issue a mandatory bargaining order and say you have to bargain with them because you interfere with the election and there's no point in having another election.
There's a lot of great insight into the UAW's organization efforts and the impact it could have on the U.S. auto industry. And we'll provide a link to that show if you'd like to watch more. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you have a great weekend.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering, boost your game. And by Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Keeping your heart racing in and out of the gym. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Potenza Sport AS tires with a 50,000-mile limited warranty.
Intrepid's Neovi Pi, allowing automotive engineers to interface, capture, and monitor vehicle data using Raspberry Pi. As a matter of fact, it's the automotive industry's first robust platform for Raspberry Pi, featuring Intrepid CANFD technology and Raspberry Pi compute module. The Neovi Pi is designed for automotive environments, allowing use with relative power ranges and applications. In addition, the Neovi Pi enables you to use the Raspberry Pi 4 compute while avoiding additional development to adapt to network environments. That makes the Neovi Pi powerful enough to solve your vehicle network problems, yet small enough to fit in your backpack. One of many Intrepid tools used for developing zonal architecture and software-defined vehicles.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.
Sind Sie bereit, sich den Frühling zu versüßen? Dann haben wir genau das Richtige für Sie. Entdecken Sie unsere attraktiven Audi-Neuwagen-Angebote zu den Q-Modellen bei der Feser Graf Gruppe. Sichern Sie sich beispielsweise den Audi Q2 bereits ab 274 Euro oder den Audi Q3 schon ab 329 Euro monatlich im Privatleasing. Jetzt bei allen Audi-Betrieben der Feser Graf Gruppe und auf feser-graf.de.